Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Anne. Thank you so much for tuning in to BYIM today. Our topic today is, too busy?
Try these tips to streamline your sugar.
Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
This article discusses how busyness can prevent individuals from living their lives to the fullest, and suggests ways in which individuals can break the cycle of being too busy. Dash.
Einstein once said, "Life is like riding a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving." Unfortunately, the fast-paced lifestyles of today's world often take us away from living our lives and experiencing joy. We have become so caught up in our busyness that we often forget to enjoy the moments we are given and bury our awareness of our mortality. Blaming busyness has become a common excuse to hide from the real reasons why we are not taking time to live life. Instead of waiting for people, places and experiences to pass our time, take time to enjoy an Einstein waiting place. When we confront the real reasons of why we are too busy, we start to feel more alive and in control of our lives. We can then choose those activities that bring us joy and peace, rather than idle pursuits or constant striving for perfection. Living life is about sometimes taking risks, paying the mortgage, raising grown kids and learning how life happens when you take a step back. With so much on our plate, it can be hard to manage our stress and find time for ourselves. Too often we are too busy and don't have enough time to relax and give our minds a break from the everyday chaos. Using your time wisely throughout the day is key to achieving a healthy work-life balance. Although it may feel like there is a lot on your plate, taking some time for yourself can help you end the day feeling accomplished and relaxed. Ignoring the little signs of health issues, relationship problems, and unhealthily skipping lunch can lead to long-term burnout. Remember the last time you felt like nothing was getting done and everything was taking too long? Take breaks throughout the day to catch up on things and remember your health is more important than anything else in the long term. Take some time for yourself to relax and remind yourself that not everything has to be done at once. It's easy to get bogged down in the demands of everyday life and succumb to snowball busyitis. While at first it may seem like a way of elevating our worth or status, it can quickly become a pattern that numbs painful feelings and leads to long-term health conditions like depression or heart disease. Taking a break from the cycle gives individuals the power to choose how they feel about situations. Its connection to health is undeniable, and making time for yourself is the only way to break this cycle. Humans tend to feel that their activity is meaningless, and the feeling can become overwhelming. Research shows that spending time away from work and being in contact with others can help alleviate this feeling. We often forget about the beauty of the moment we are living in when we're too busy to appreciate it. Connecting with others and sharing your feelings can help you break out of this vicious cycle and start to appreciate the time you spend on activities. Many of us may feel too busy with our booked hour that we forget to take the time to enjoy life and the moments gone by. Exploring your full potential in life is a great way to prioritize spending time with friends and family. Taking a day off work to go on a hike or playing guitar with people can bring back joy and give you something to look forward to. Try something new and take an hour out of your day for yourself. Spend time talking with your family. Watch a movie you've been wanting to see, or read a book you haven't had the chance yet. Making decisions is hard when you're too busy, and it's easy to fall into the trap of trying to do everything and end up accomplishing nothing. Every week, plan your schedule out to maximize your time and energy. Instead of thinking that you have no time, create margin in your life by saying no to things that aren't important. This will help save a lot of wasted time. Don't use being too busy as an excuse for not doing something meaningful or important. Plan the time in your week or month for what needs to be done, even if it's just for 15 minutes. Take care of yourself by creating room for rest. Resting doesn't mean lounging around all day, but rather investing in activities that create balance in your life, such as going on a walk with friends or taking a yoga class. It is important to look at the work-life balance and assess whether work or unnecessary obligations are taking too much of your time. A traditional 9-to-5 work schedule may make it difficult for parents or guardians to take time for themselves, but there are creative ways to make sure you are taking the time you need.
Shift your priorities and spend your time doing activities that boost your quality of life, such as playing a sport, reading a book, listening to music, going out on date with your spouse, friend, or having playtime with your child. Taking control of how you spend your time will help you create balance in all aspects of life. Schedule certain times in the week when you can devote solely to yourself and stick with it. This intentional living allows for time management to work in your favor. I'm a huge advocate for good time management, as it's one of my favorite topics. It's often the thing done stuff that will provide the greatest gifts in life. Time management and intentional living share many parallels, so understanding and sharing principles related to making space for yourself is important. When you're feeling overwhelmed with all that life throws at you, take some time out for yourself and do something small that brings joy to your day. Make sure not to forget about your future self too. Setting aside time now means investing in your future self as well. It seems that our social apps have made Americans more busy than ever. We use them to share news, live joys and sorrows, and watch other people's lives. This encourages the constant action mindset of our society and culture today. We are constantly scrolling on our devices, watching the news or holiday cards from friends. The primary metric for these apps is to see how much time we spend using them, which in turn encourages a feeling of joy or accomplishment. However, it can be easy to forget about spending time with ourselves as well as with others around us, so that we can take time to reflect and appreciate the joy of life. Episode 1 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Anne Williams. Adios.